Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com! Oh, yeah, James! I just got a sweet pump in.
Did ya?
Really sweet pump in!
How nice for you.
I know, it was quick. It was a pump. The reason why I'm saying it, by the way, is I caught myself talking to myself in between a set in a Stallone voice.
Ooh.
And it was like, hey, it's a nice pump. It's a nice pump. Exactly like that. And somebody had walked by and my headphones were on and I was like, oh shit, how loud was that?
Right.
Not sure how loud it was. But I felt embarrassed for a good 5-6 seconds. And then I was like, no, I do a pretty sweet Stallone. It was their gift. It's their gift today.
Do you get embarrassed?
I do.
Do you have shame?
Yeah, I do. I do.
I thought that piece was gone.
Some things make me cringe so bad that I think about it. And it's way down deep inside. Like when I hear people singing, "My money don't jiggle, jiggle, it folds." I cringe so bad that I feel like I'm that person who just did it.
No, that's not what I mean. You're again talking about other people. So I'm wondering, for yourself.
Oh, for myself.
Do you actually get embarrassed by things that you do and say?
Embarrassed by things that I do or say.
I'm
going to
guess no.
Real
I just
hard
think
that
piece is missing. It's a good thing. Like, we need a person like you.
Sure. Sure.
In this company, especially, right?
In the world.
Like, no shame.
No.
Never embarrassed.
No.
Because otherwise, like, you know, then we're all just like, politely tiptoeing around the world.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
No.
I don't have that problem whatsoever. No. And, you know, somebody has to.
It's true.
Somebody has to. I think it's because I'm just focused. You know, I'm just focused on it now.
Mm-hmm.
I realize my goals,
right.
And I'm achieving them, and I'm so focused that I'm dead set on everything that's going on. And if it requires not having embarrassment or shame in this life, then well, so be it.
Do you think it's maybe a blatant disregard for everyone around you? No.
It's kind of win at all costs. If you're in my way, you get pushed to the ground like Jody Sweetin at a fucking protest, and that's it. Like, you get shoved, and that's kind of it. Even this morning, I texted you cards to send to your sister of like, hey, tell her to go to Nashville and buy some hard AF seltzer. I don't care. I just want to win. I want to get to the finish line and win and beat everyone at whatever cost that is.
Okay? Sure. Sure.
You're a Cutco recruiter's dream.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah.
That's it. So I just want to win. And that's it. And Delco Dan had the best statement the other night after work. Been setting up the new studio, everything else. Just sitting there. You know, kind of looking at the emails, hating life, obviously, because the fun stuff is doing the podcast. The rest of it, not fun at all, to be honest with you. And Delco just kind of nonchalantly just goes, you know, I just want to be rich enough that I can just leave the internet forever.
Yes.
I forget what the thing was we were talking about, but he goes, just that one statement. I was like, yeah, that's it. That's kind of life's like ultimate happiness right there. Rich enough to leave the internet forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. No.
That's kind of it.
I pretend that I'm that rich and I stay off the internet. I should.
But here's the thing. If you're not on it, especially doing daily shows like we're doing every day, then you're not locked in. And then you're not going to hear about Howard Stern's bullshit, how he wants to run for president. And he said this morning that he's seriously considering it. I got a ton of DMs from people. And they're like, please talk about this today. I will. I was this close to writing somebody back. Well, he'd have to leave his basement.
Right.
And then, no lie, before I hit send, I was like, holy shit.
He doesn't have
no.
to.
We literally just had a guy win president of the United States. He's president of the United States and didn't leave his basement. It is totally possible.
Right.
And he's got more money than Joe Biden. So, yeah. And he's got a bigger platform, voice, all that other shit. If he decided to go daily again, because I know he's only doing, I think, 150 or 200 shows a year on that new SiriusXM deal. Thank God they gave him another $500 million, you know, to do 200 shows a year. Yeesh. Yeah, he could do it. And I felt so dumb that there's one. I felt embarrassed that I almost sent that. It didn't go through, but I felt embarrassed that I was like, oh my God, I literally just described this president right now. So yeah, why couldn't Stern be president? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, he's a germaphobe. Ever since COVID happened, he moved his entire studio into the Hamptons in his basement of his house. And then he makes his guests go into the studio and then they have to look at a monitor, same way we look at ours. And then that's how they talk to the guest. And it seems like they're in the same place, which they're not. But it doesn't really matter. Even being at the White House, thinking about it, you don't need to really be there. Yeah. I mean, you know, one of the meetings we got bumped for was like the president of Mexico. And it was like, why? Does it matter if they were on Zoom or a phone call?
Right.
Probably not. Did he have to go in and see him in person and charge taxpayer money in Mexico? No, he didn't. All those motherfuckers' offices are so far apart, Congress and Senate and everything else. You don't need to be there. Like, right. You actually don't. So what the fuck do we care? And could Howard Stern do it? Maybe. Are we there yet? I don't know. But I think the age of like rallies and all that shit where I would have said that before, it appears not to matter. You just got a guy who got 81 million votes. So, yeah, allegedly. maybe not. I don't know. Crazier shit has happened. The Democrats are trying to get Oprah to run right now.
Well, that'd be game over.
It sure would be.
Yeah.
Absolutely would be. Her or Michelle Obama, game over.
Right.
You would do it. You would win for sure.
Especially right now.
Yep.
Like if it was this week.
Yep. 100%. It would win. Nothing you could do.
Right.
Nothing you could do. But yeah, this was obviously over the Roe v. Wade decision to overturn it. Stern said that the country is fucked and he thinks that he is seriously considering running for president. I don't know what the fuck he's going to, what is he going to do? Take his 38 cats to, you know, the White, he's still got to go to the White House once and check in, you know, right. Do the whole thing. And what happens to the cats?
Yeah.
What happens to all 38 of those little fuckers? You know, I don't know. I don't know what happens, but, you know, certainly if you're considering Oprah, why not? I guess.
Dude, what if it was Oprah against Stern?
Oh no. I think you need to think bigger. What if you put Oprah and Michelle Obama on the same ticket? Double O.
Oh.
The double O ticket? Forget about it. Nothing could beat that.
Who would be on Stern's ticket?
I don't know anybody would
want
it. I don't know anybody would want it. No. No. I don't know that anybody would want it. Does anybody like him as a person? And that's a genuine question. I know he used to have dinner parties at his house when he lived in the city all the time. Some mutual friends of ours were there and they would talk about how fun these dinner parties were. And it was like 10, 12 people. But that kind of all faded once COVID and all this other shit set in. So I don't know that he has any real friends anymore that go out to the Hamptons and do the whole thing. Yeah. I don't know who it would be, to be honest with you. Right. Could you think of one person? Like,
I'm just thinking of another big, what, Adam Carolla.
I mean, did Donald Trump know Carolla who Mike Pence him. Was before Mike Pence was
Yeah, exactly.
President?
I don't no. think they have to be friends. Yeah. I think it just needs to, like,
counterbalance.
Be
a,
yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what, they, what Mike Pence was there for, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Trump was the outsider, and then Mike Pence was like, oh, no, there's a grown up in the room.
Pretty yeah, exactly.
Pretty much all vice presidents are like that, if you look back at it. I mean, even Biden with Obama, it was kind of like, all right, let's put the guy who's at least had, you know, a gajillion years experience politics in there, and that's fine. The times that they've tried something way out of the box didn't work. Sarah Palin.
Right.
And McCain.
Right.
Sorry about it.
Yeah.
Somebody politically in there who's good, like that fucking AOC. I don't know. I don't know who that would be. I don't think this is going to happen. And I think he'd be, what, 69? If on in 2024, so no, dude, it's not going to happen. I don't think, but who knows? Who knows? Crazier shit. If he was going to use his platform properly, and was that pissed off about it? He should at least run, because he would be able to get on the podium and be able to debate and everything else, and that would be pure entertainment at least for 5-6 weeks.
You know, be good with him, Alec Baldwin.
Ah, are they bros still, or how did that shake out? I don't know. To be honest with you,
I'm sure they're fine.
Alec is doing a podcast.
Yes, he has been doing one for a while. Tim Dillon was on.
He sure was, and I don't really know why. I like Tim Dillon. I don't understand why he would do it. Well, Tim Dillon's kind of a star fucker.
No, but why wouldn't you? Like, why wouldn't you go and be on Alec Baldwin's podcast?
When you make fun of him as much as Tim Dillon has and as much as we had, like, here's the thing. So I would, but I would ask him all the shit of, like, hey, dude, what's with the fucking fake Mexican heritage or Spanish heritage and the kids' names and all that other stuff?
Right.
What's with that?
Right.
And he didn't do that. So I'm not really sure.
Tim Dillon was on his podcast.
Right.
So.
But still, you wouldn't ask?
Yeah, he was being interviewed.
No, he was being interviewed.
Completely understand. But it's super easy. I'm on somebody else's podcast today, right?
Right.
Super easy to turn the question on them and be like, what was your experience like with this?
Oh, right. So you like to hijack podcasts.
I have to. I'm going to be honest. Nobody's really that good, like, that I've done. Like, I've never done a Rogan or somebody like that. So nobody's ever been really that great where I didn't have to hijack the fucking podcast.
Man, shots fired at Bill Schofield.
I don't think I was on Schofield's. I haven't been on Schofield's yet.
Haven't been on Nooner Nation yet?
No, I haven't been on Nooner Nation yet.
All that matters for Dylan, by the way, is just the headline. Oh, he's on. Like, it doesn't matter.
I don't think he really made fun of him that much on his show.
Who?
I don't know if Tim Dillon made
fun
of...
He went scorched earth on Ilaria.
On Ilaria.
Yeah.
So when he had him on, I was kind of like, oh, it was like sort of kudos to Alec Baldwin for being like, hey, I just like this guy, which he did say. He was like,
oh,
I just like
him.
Yeah, I like him. I like how outspoken he is. I think he's funny, whatever. And having him on despite whatever he had said, I was kind of like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, if I was Tim Dillon, I would have said, hey, you're not pissed off about what I said about your wife over and over and over again. Like,
yeah.
It kind of feels like it needs to be addressed.
Right.
But hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, it would be like if we went on there, they'd be like, hey, dude, what the fuck are you doing on there? And I'd be like, well, I'm going to talk about the Hilaria thing. Like, let's go. I'm going to talk about the Rush shooting, you know?
Right, right.
If I was on his show, I would at least ask the question.
Right.
Same with OJ. So we tried to get OJ Simpson on the show, and they were like, hey, you can't talk about the murders. And I was like, well, that's, you know, that's what he's most famous for.
He should be on the golf show, Dan.
Yeah, he could be. Yeah. He can talk about Liv Goff.
Yeah. That's literally all he can talk about now.
So no lie. We're actually in the process of trying to get him on a fantasy football show right now because he's really good at fantasy football.
Oh, nice.
And I said to...
Is he murder or what?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So yeah, I said to the go-between person who was trying to set it up, I said, I obviously have to ask the question, right? But I'll wait till the end if you want. He'll walk off at that point, but it'd be really funny and be like, oh man, that was great. We do a full 3 to 4 hour fantasy draft, killing the picks. God damn it, man. You left two there. You just left two bodies behind. The whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. I would just slyly just kind of put it in very quick, very fast. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, I'd be like, well, it was a great draft. Let's go through. You got Pat Mahomes, quarterback. Got Buffalo Bills defense. Hey, did you murder two people?
Boom.
And then walk off.
Yeah. Cut to black.
His cut to black. Yeah, it could be the end of my life.
Right.
You said you wouldn't be in the room for it.
No. No, no, no.
She's his type.
Yeah.
They're very close.
All blonde women.
Nicole Brown and Jesse, two hot ass blondes. Yeah. Come on, dude.
But
come on.
I just think in general, again, I wouldn't be in the room with Johnny Depp either. They just like very intimidating.
Why Johnny? Come on, he didn't do anything.
I just couldn't get caught in any kind of conversation.
Why?
It would be very uncomfortable. He lives in people that like live in uncomfortable. Like he loves an uncomfortable silence, a long hug, a like.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like people that are okay with awkwardness and just like swimming around in it. I can't be around that.
I can't
because I'm going to want to just make a joke or something or whatever, and it doesn't work out. Sincere people and me don't mesh.
I don't
now OJ. I'm scared for my life.
Sure, I don't like people who think about things too long, and then it takes them a while to respond. Where I'm just like, God damn it, I feel comfortable. I like there was one meeting I had recently like that where it was just. Every question was like a 6 or 7 second gap. And I'm like, fuck, what do I do here in between this? Like, sucked. I hate it.
There's people that are socially selfish. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, when I walk in a room, like, I would never, like, be quiet, be weird. There's a bunch of people there. Like, I'm going to make sure that everyone's like we're good, good, we're having fun, we're on the same page, how is everyone? People that are socially selfish and that can like walk into a room and be like, hey, without feeling bad about that or letting that be awkward is crazy to me.
Sure.
And I think that Johnny Depp could do that, right? He would ask like questions that didn't have any, you know, that didn't go anywhere, and it's just very... He's fine with it.
Yeah. I got a weird one for you. I've never asked you this. And we've done almost 800 episodes. You had a thing for Benicio del Toro.
Yes.
And you guys went to dinner.
Still do.
Yeah. And you guys went to dinner. How many people were there?
I was at a dinner that he was at the other side of the table.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many people? Eight?
8 to 10, probably. All right. In and out.
What was that like? Was he awkward?
He wasn't awkward. There's a difference between like awkward and just like the quiet. Like I think Leonardo DiCaprio is probably like that too, where they're just quiet and like,
yeah, he's quiet.
You would have to, they're not assuming that you know who they are and maybe you do. And it's, people that are that famous, there's always kind of a like, do you know me? Do you not?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like whatever, I don't know.
Can I just assume that the real Benicio del Toro is his character from The Usual Suspects, and everything else is
give me the keys, you fucking guys.
Like that's who I think he is in real life.
Kind of, but like definitely that quiet, but not like cooler. Do you know what I mean? Definitely cooler than that, but quiet. And then only talk to the hot ass chicks that came up.
So
I was not one of those, right? Like I was just like,
really?
Oh my god, no. Because there's a type that has no shame, a la you. But like there's a type that has no shame that can go up and just be like, hey, what's up? And then it takes away from him this idea of like, does she know me? Like they go up and just say, oh my God, I love you.
Right. It's to piggyback off a TikTok trend here. She's a 10, but you have to try.
Right. Yeah.
So what is she now?
Yeah, exactly. Right. She's a 10, but she has 20 cats, right?
Yeah.
Like that's a whatever.
Yeah.
So... in that way, yeah, like he doesn't have to, so why would he talk to me when there's going to be two hot ass chicks or the ones that are sitting next to him are just going to fawn all over him?
Mm-hmm.
Same with Leonardo DiCaprio. Like they don't have to walk across the room ever
right.
in their entire lives.
Right.
But what Benicio doesn't realize, because he was hot at the time, what he does not realize is that I would take him from Fear and Loathing in a second. That is my Benicio. So, you know, maybe down the line.
Yeah.
It could work out.
Sure. Sure, sure.
You know?
That's all
he
possible.
He wants to just like drink, eat pizza, do drugs, which I think he does.
Yeah.
And have someone that's like super into that.
Uh-huh.
I might be the hot girl at the end of the table that he walks over to. I don't know.
You're playing the long game. You're like a guy, who always. Like didn't fuck in high school, but he's 30, like... eight and yeah. like the divorced women are all over
yeah.
him
because
he's
yeah,
like because
he bought
a piece
house
of shit.
And yeah, he yeah, like yeah, do you yeah. know what I mean, he got his life together slowly so
sure.
that when they were down and out he was
yeah
there to oh yeah I own a house, you know what I mean, that kind of thing.
Bob just described himself in
kind of
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah yeah yeah, but
yeah, DiCaprio, nice and quiet. He was best friends with Tobey Maguire. Tobey Maguire was at the center. He just kept talking about pussy and getting girls in a hot tub the whole time. And you were just like, didn't really fit, you know?
Who?
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, because he has to.
Yeah, but also his voice, like the way he talks about it, even though he has probably fucked like 1,000 girls.
Yeah.
There's no way it sounds real.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, oh. I ate her pussy so hard.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like I know because you're Spider-Man, you probably did, but like none of what you're saying sounds real.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, in high school, he probably didn't get laid.
Did
and,
not.
No.
No.
You know,
no.
He's just trying to overcompensate.
And
he was always
the most
child actor, though.
Those...
So it was like, you know, you're just a nerdy kind of theater kid, and then boom, you're Spider-Man, and your life changes. So who fucking knows?
Those are the most dangerous, the ones that were like nerdy, whatever, and then grow up to be.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. By the way, Top Gun crossed $1 billion at the box office. Tom Cruise's first $1 billion movie. Still amazing. Tied for number one with Elvis this weekend. Saw Elvis. I thought it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Huge fan.
I really
enjoyed the film. And that dude... was Elvis. There was some stock footage mixed into that movie of the real Elvis, and there were scenes where I could not tell who was who, where I was just like, is that that? I think that's the kid. Maybe they put some makeup. I couldn't tell.
Right.
Couldn't tell, but it was fantastic and definitely worthwhile if you're an Elvis fan. Did well, made $30 million this weekend, considering that budget. Great job. Great job for them. Lightyear, on the other hand, bombed, and you know, I talk shit about it. What, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? I don't know if we mentioned it on the show.
I just want to note that I talked shit on it the first time the trailer dropped.
You did?
Yeah.
Way before lesbian stuff was shown or anything like that. Because
Let the record show.
Yeah. Yeah. It bombed because nobody asked for that shit.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted it.
We definitely, I think we were, it was a prequel season. And we like added it into the prequel world.
Well, they're calling
like,
it origin stories now. And to be honest with you, lesbian shit aside, that it's in the movie. And I don't care
about the.
I don't either. Just give them their
that
own
did
movie.
Not, no, but that
give
did
them,
not make it good or bad.
And it did not.
They
it did not.
They
so,
didn't have Tim Allen.
Yes,
exactly.
One, they didn't
like,
have Tim
other
Allen.
Things.
Two, Chris Evans. When you are so boring that you can't even do a voiceover. I mean, fuck me, dude. It's amazing how rich he is, considering just how monotone that guy is. He wasn't exciting. The rest of the characters weren't exciting. One of the leads was like an old Italian grandmother in the like out of the four. And you're just like, man, why is this character in there? The whole thing just wasn't very good as a story, as a movie. And visually, it wasn't that great to watch. It was very dark and like they were in this like dome for part of it, and then like one of the lead characters dies and you're just like, god damn it, that's sad as shit. Yeah, it just wasn't a good film. So
right.
The
right.
controversy aside, that really didn't have anything to do with it. The other odd thing, Bob, I don't know if you your kids don't want to see movies yet, but the other odd thing about it was they were like, oh, we had to get rid of Tim Allen because it's, you know, it's a younger version of Buzz Lightyear. He runs into older version of Buzz Lightyear and they fight each other for half the movie. That could have been Tim Allen.
Oh, they didn't use Tim there?
No.
What? Yeah. That would have been fun. That would have been winky and
I
fun.
I know. Hollywood doesn't like Tim.
So that was the story. He runs into his older self and they've got to battle against each other to get back to the...
It was that almost sounds like a fuck you to Tim Allen. Why would he run into his older self?
I don't
that
know.
Doesn't even... That's like some magic mailbox stuff.
Yeah, dude. It was super fucking
where
weird.
Where you're like, wait, what are we...
It just anyway. It's the whole thing was just I mean, it's like girl Ghostbusters, right? Like nobody asks for it. Nobody. It's like doing something dumb. Like it's trying to modernize like a fun thing from the past.
But like a really deep, like deeply ingrained nostalgic thing.
Yes,
like you can't.
Deeply.
Toy Story and fucking Ghostbusters. Like I don't think you can go up against anything more nostalgic than that. Right?
No.
For a certain age.
But never forget, Tim Allen is a massive rat.
Yeah.
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 Oh,
cocaine Tim Allen. Bring up cocaine Tim Allen, dude. It's a great mugshot, but then when you realize what he was in for and how he got out, you're like, oh, well, you were a fucking rat, dude.
And then literally everybody you ratted on have to watch Tool Time in jail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen Tool Time in forever.
That makes me
his buddy. Who
right
is the
now.
Who is his fucking buddy? Al Borland.
Yeah,
he was in Pool Boy. He was such a dick.
Oh, was he?
That was an asshole.
Here he is, though.
Oh,
yeah.
He looks like everyone's dad.
Dope.
They have
mugshot,
a new.
Dude.
I think it's on HGTV, but I think it's called Assembly Required, and it's a new show.
It's the two
with,
of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Al Borland in real life, I forget his name. Forgive me. He was in Pool Boy, and he only did a day on it. He showed up and then he was like, can I take all the clothes? And it was just like, I mean, the clothes were $48.
Carl Weathers from Arrested Development.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. And he was like, can I take all the clothes? I was like, I looked at the wardrobe. She was like, and behind him, she goes, $48. And I was like, yeah, sure. And he goes, the shoes were like a pair of Tevas or something. And I was like, And there was a puka shell necklace. And he goes, this one, man, it's really hard to get off and I got to get out of here. I'll probably just wear it out. And I was like, great.
Was that when like nothing was going on for him?
Yeah.
Though?
Yeah. Okay. He was on his way to, cause he asked for all of his scenes to be shot out in the morning because he had this celebrity golf tournament in the afternoon. So whatever he was doing was to revolve around that. But like the joke of the movie, I mean, the whole movie's a joke, obviously. It's making fun of like, you know, 90s shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just him. He comes out and just murders people violently in his front yard. And that's the joke that it's Al Borland murdering people.
Right.
And it was fine.
Sure.
But when he drove away, I was like, that motherfucker, dude. Puka shell necklace.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wanted to keep all that? You wanted to keep the $48 outfit? And it was from, I think, Walmart. No lie. I think it was a Walmart outfit.
That is a Carl Weathers move. That is taking the bone home to make a stew.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Like in Arrested Development, Carl Weathers is just like bizarrely cheap, like so cheap you think he's homeless.
Yeah.
That's what somebody asked on that. They were like, does he not have money? I was like, no, he's got plenty of money. He was on fucking Tool Time forever. Yeah. Home Improvement.
Yeah.
And then he was the host of Family Feud.
Yeah, for a while.
He's got plenty of money. Plenty of fucking money. Yeah. Steve Harvey, by the way, is hosting Family Feud and Primetime. They're just putting that motherfucker on 5 nights a week in every format. He's a judge. They're doing Celebrity Family Feud.
He's the
best. They podcast on last night, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, he's the, I mean, he's the
We're
best
ranked higher
one
than
you
both
can,
of them.
You, know? You can
it's
get.
Like, it hurts.
He's the.
It hurts.
Okay.
Could you see, a drink of roses. But could you see fucking Dan on Family Feud?
He might actually weirdly pick like the right
He might.
Ones,
you're right,
you know?
You're right.
He won't be very charismatic, but he'll get every single one right.
Yeah, it'll be like 100. Yeah. But people will not like him. No offense. Yeah.
There's nobody else on the team. So it appears as if, by the way, they took their producers. So out of you guys, Giorgio's definitely not going. So high as shit. What's something you bring to a picnic, Giorgio? Yeah. It would be, I mean, something way off the reservation, you know?
No, it'd be like drugs. It'd probably be up there.
It wouldn't be up there. It's you go with Bob. Bob's down the middle America. Delco, man, I don't know, man.
Delco wouldn't go. He'd say no.
Yeah. A nihilist.
Yeah. No, he just doesn't accept an invite.
Yeah. It might have to be Giorgio, but Giorgio goes last. All right, Giorgio goes last.
Right.
You couldn't get high, Giorgio. All right, if you go on the Family Feud, you couldn't get high. But they had Kevin Smith's podcast with Jay Muse versus Justin Long's podcast on there last night, and Justin Long won. And they ended up winning the money, so good for them.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. But nice Steve Harvey's on every single night.
Here's the problem with that, though, is that those. Like those podcasts aren't necessarily as big as us or whatever, but those people have more money.
Right.
If we were on it, I would be like, fuck charity. I would like these winnings for myself, actually.
Yeah, yeah. We would yeah. not we would not be on the celebrity one.
Right. Yeah.
Like, let's just be mild. Is there a mildly...
Well, the
is there a desperate...
So here's the strange thing with Family Feud is you think it's all this money. It should be all this money. And it's 25 grand. That's it. For charity?
That's a good amount.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but they're going to tax amount. That. It's coming out of LA. So it's like,
I'll take 2,500, whatever.
You're looking.
Yeah, yeah. Literally, we'll take whatever.
Sure. All right. Well, put it. We'll fill out a form and get on the show.
Money is money.
We'll get on the show.
Okay.
James, we got some sponsors that put this show on there. I don't really know how, but they're still here. GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Let's go. Let's go. Sorry, I just caught a glimpse of myself doing that. I liked it.
Oh, okay.
I liked it a lot. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go. GhostBed. GhostBed.com/drinking bros. 30% off everything in the entire store with the promo code drinking bros. Isn't that fun?
That is fun.
Fill it up. Fill it up to the top, James. All the way to the tippy top.
You're really making a meal of this, huh?
Well, put someone's shit in the cart that you've got to climb. It's Stallone stuff. Oh, hey.
Right.
Hey.
Right.
You can do whatever you want. You can get 90 pairs of sheets if you want that. Let's say you're trying to recreate your own clan. All right? You can do that. Cut the eye holes out. I'm saying GhostBed allows you to buy as many sheets as you like. Mm. Okay? Do it. Take advantage of them. 30% off everything. Pillows, the adjustable base. Put it all in there. 30% off. Now, if you get the bed and the adjustable base, you get 40% off everything, and that's just sandwiched together. It's great. The remote is insertable. Put it wherever you want. Keister.
Oh, it comes with a little bag around it.
A little plastic bag and some lube.
You could just not take it out of the bag.
Put it right in the old poop chute. GhostBed.com/drinking bros always has now. This is going to be forever, I guess. 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest if you have decent credits. And you can combine all the deals that I just mentioned above with that and walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $20, $25 a month. Fun. Fun, baby. What's up next, James? What do we got?
Sponsors-wise?
Yeah.
We have... Hard AF.
Hard AF. Seltzer.com. 8%. Man, I ordered five cases.
Ooh.
Yeah, to the house. It's 4th of July this weekend. We're going hard.
Okay.
Are we not going hard?
I was going to ask. They haven't come already, right?
No, they'll be there today. I just got a notification. They were like, hey, we just dropped them off your door.
Okay.
Why?
Oh, because we just made some peach drinks and... gave some to some people. So.
Oh, really?
Just making sure that you have more coming than that.
Yeah, I got more coming. Okay. I got plenty coming.
Oh, okay.
Here. Damn it. But we deliver to 41 states, 8%, no carbs, no sugars, peach, blue raz, lemon, lime, strawberry shortcake. The new flavors are coming soon. So get these while they're still there. I used to say 42 states, but it's 41 now.
Yeah.
Tennessee is off the board because we're live in Tennessee. We're in a shit ton of stores in Nashville, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Hendersonville. There's some people who are like, hey, come to Chattanooga, come to Knoxville. Best Brands. Hit up Best Brands or tell your local bar to put them in there and call Best Brands, and then they'll be in there. That actually happened yesterday.
Nice.
A drinking bro went in there and was like, motherfucker, I want hard AF seltzer. And they were like, oh, shit. All right, we'll just order it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all you have to do is just go in there and request it. Best Brands is our... distributor in Tennessee, and they do the entire state. Some distributors only do city by city. Those guys do the entire state. Hit them up. Tell them you want hard AF seltzer in your bar, restaurant, local convenience store, wherever, and they will put it in there. Good to go. But in the meantime, if you're not in one of those 41 states, go to hardafseltzer.com. Ship a whole case to your house. It really fucking helps. The more that fly off the fucking shelves, then we're able to go state by state and knock this price down. Like in Tennessee, for example, it's normal price. It's the same price as a fucking White Claw or whatever. So when you go into the stores, you're like, oh shit, fuck you. No, fuck you. Okay, you did this. All right? I love you. Thank you for doing this, okay?
And fuck you.
Yeah, hardafseltzer.com, JBs. What were we talking about before we went on air, Telco?
Well, we were talking about Alec Baldwin. Interviewing young
that's right Son of a bitch.
And
dude.
It really started a spicy debate.
Son of a bitch.
I did not think it would.
Alec Baldwin's going to be on. He's got Woody Allen on the goddamn show.
Yes.
He's got Woody Allen on the show.
Yes.
He's going to ask about marrying his daughter.
Okay, so has it?
Nope.
It has not come out. Yeah.
No, he's not going to. He's not going to fucking ask. After that Rush shooting, that was the first person's house he went over to, if you remember correctly.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, it's clearly a house of no judgment. So,
yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
Anything goes.
No shit.
Yeah.
You know what's funny too? Woody Allen just in an interview maybe 2 days ago that I read, and he was like, I think I'm only going to do one more movie or something like that. He's just like, I've lost the joy because it's in theaters for like 2 weeks and then it goes to streaming. And he goes, I just don't really care anymore. Also, I don't really know anybody in Hollywood is going to work with him anymore. So.
Yeah.
It's kind of a roundabout way to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're so
is he really not working anymore?
No.
Nothing?
I don't think so. Bob, look up his IMDb. Does he have anything in post?
What's the last post-production thing he did?
So he did a movie with Chalamet not that long ago.
Oh, Timofey?
Yeah.
I think it was before, though.
There
like
was
Me
no,
Too Sitch.
It was not. There's an untitled Paris project coming up.
Yeah, I think he's still doing stuff. Woody Allen is one of those, like the Michael Jackson of this generation.
Sure.
Where we're
the
just
white
like,
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, where we're just kind of like, well, do you know what I mean? And then after the fact, we'll be like, what the fuck?
Like, what did he do?
Like, what? Why? How were we all?
He's not that great cool. to kind of skip this over, in my opinion.
Mm.
Why? If we're talking fucking people did some horrific shit. I'm probably going Weinstein one and then Woody Allen two.
Right. And then the debate was that like Woody Allen made,
directed
more things.
Produced, yeah.
Actually input. Made.
Well, he's made a movie every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of his thing. Okay.
So when did Chalamet's, or I'm sorry, Woody Allen's shit come out?
The HBO doc?
Yeah. Like when people really started to go.
Oh,
in.
Yeah. Fuck. I forgot about that. Because with Mia Farrow. Yeah.
He had, I think it was before 2019, because in 2019, A Rainy Day in New York came out, and that stars Timothée Chalamet, Elle Fanning, Liev Schreiber, Selena Gomez.
So that came out in 2019?
Yes.
All right, yeah, so that was shot then a year and a half before.
Jude Law. I don't know, man. I bet you he has a quick turnaround.
He does, but it's that, not. But it's about a year and a half, which is pretty fast.
Okay.
The HBO doc was during the pandemic, I remember.
Yes.
No. The Ronan Farrow shit, all that is like 2017, 2016.
Not that, but the one that like
the doc on HBO. Made... See the doc on HBO where they actually had footage and shit of
so
when she
Mia...
was a little girl, and then the other daughter did an interview and said she was touched.
The Mia Farrow doc on HBO. Don't know what it was called. I can't remember, but.
I think it was Woody.
It was like a...
I'm kidding. I have no idea.
I forget how many parts it was.
It was a lot. I think it was like four parts.
The Farrow story came out in 2016.
Yes, correct. But the Woody Allen doc, I believe Jesse was right.
I think I watched in the pandemic, but I don't remember shit anymore.
I know. It's crazy.
I would tell you right now that I was born during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember time is.
But if you're going to give a hall pass to somebody, that's Weinstein, right?
So this was the debate.
Yeah.
And Bob, once again, guys,
Tarantino.
I don't think he's sleeping because he was fired up.
You said, your specific statement was Harvey Weinstein
has
made
done,
great
yeah.
movies. Made yeah. great movies.
He did.
Made.
He hasn't
did.
Made anything.
We take umbrage with the word
yes.
made.
He financed...
Mm-hmm.
He did. He's not. He doesn't. He doesn't build anything. He
right.
he pays for things.
He build, but he lets Matt Damon be Matt Damon and Ben Affleck be Ben Affleck.
I
understand his value. What I'm telling
you,
he let
Quentin Tarantino do whatever he wanted to do.
Do you not credit general managers in sports?
General managers aren't the finance. That's no. Weinstein's like
the
owner.
Together.
Weinstein's like the team owner.
He put all that shit together though. All the cast. Everything.
Here's what
the
I
directors.
Would argue, only because a lot of my friends are independent filmmakers,
mm-hmm.
okay? Still, which is crazy. I mean, still going for it, right?
Yeah.
Still, you know, filming and writing these, like, movies that aren't going to do anything.
Idiots.
But without someone giving them money, they're just sitting in a fucking warehouse, dude, shooting
that.
Stuff.
But he doesn't make it. Movies.
And I agree with that. But
he allowed them to be made.
Like, but that's not making them.
That's not making.
It is.
It's because
you don't
the
take.
Point,
that's
who,
allowing.
Who reads Shakespeare in Love and says, man, this is a great idea?
Well, that's not a great example because that movie is ass, actually.
It's not
the worst
bad.
Best Picture winner of all time.
So not only does he make the movies, but then he gets them to win Oscars.
Yeah, he pays. He bribes the fucking Academy. To
guess who would have loved to have that?
He pays for the money.
I'd love to have five Oscars sitting behind me.
He just writes checks. He just writes checks. He has a pretty good eye for talent, but he writes checks.
Fucking A, dude.
Because and honestly, how many failures did he have? Right. You're talking, like, at some point, no, it's just volume shooting.
Oh, let's go. Yeah, yeah,
you
want to
talk about volume shooting? Look at Woody Allen. Holy fuck. One
but
good
he's
movie.
All of it. That's
one good movie every 10
work.
Years. Like, dude.
That's a volume
crazy.
Of work. It's not a volume of check writing.
Let's start. Oh, my God. These hits are just fucking endless for Weinstein. Are you kidding me?
That he gave money to.
He made them all happen. He did all the
was
things.
Was he like on set, like
yeah,
hiring?
Yes,
people?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, because that's where the actresses are.
Yeah,
jack
exactly.
off.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Like,
yeah.
Are you sure he was yeah. like?
He put them all in there.
He wasn't visiting the set to check on the movie.
No, and he wasn't like talking to the lighting or like hiring people. He was literally like, "How's my check being spent?" Right.
Yeah.
Well, that and it's just like, hey, where's Scarlett Johansson sleeping?
Right.
Right. Gwyneth Paltrow is which trailer?
Yeah.
What, which water bottle is Gwyneth Paltrow's?
Right. Who's staying with me during Sundance? And we're going to go to Sundance because I can pay for that.
Yeah,
shit too.
Fuck yeah. Dude, you're going to go to Cannes too.
Yeah.
Shit. That was my only interaction with him was it was in Cannes. And it was just like, holy shit. That motherfucker ruled the whole goddamn city. And he's right. not even from there. Right. But let's drop True Romance. Okay. Let's start there. True Romance, Weinstein. That, does that movie ever get made? I mean, for real. True Romance? That's a fucking wild-ass script. I don't know how you pitch that and make it. And then after that, Pulp Fiction. You ever heard of it?
Tarantino was already hot at that point.
That was an easy one.
Yeah. Tarantino was already established. I mean, like I assume he also did Reservoir Dogs. That's the more impressive green light to me than Pulp Fiction.
I mean, all of fucking Tarantino, it's just so crazy. Dude. Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. Great film. Doesn't get made today. Beautiful Girls. Those are all Rosenberg scripts, by the way. Beautiful Girls. Amazing movie. The English Patient. Didn't that win the Oscar?
Here's the thing, though. Like, Woody Allen did this, but with himself. Yeah. Like, Annie Hall. That's all on the back of Woody Allen.
It
like
is.
That type of shit. He didn't even have a Weinstein. So he was his own Weinstein.
It depends on who.
Made the movies.
Yeah, it depends on who you identify with. Like, you know, Bob is clearly like the scrappy guy that's making everything, you know, with his buddies.
Weinstein did Air Bud.
And Ross, you are a producer.
Air Bud, dude. Well, it's hard putting all the talents together and then making it work where you're just like, is this going to work? Are these fucking idiots going to work together?
Right.
Okay. But Weinstein's also way more problematic, right?
Than Woody Allen?
Than Woody Allen?
So that's a great question. That's a tough call. If we had a board of horrific people, right, and we just went down their crimes, Weinstein's was endless.
Endless.
Okay? And right. bottomless and pit. And
but
and confirmed.
Confirmed beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Sure. Woody Allen was his own children.
Right.
One of them he's married to.
Woody Allen's act. Oh, and that's not even marrying the stepkid or whatever is one thing, but what he's really accused of is raping his daughter.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So the act, I guess, that Woody Allen is accused of is worse because it's rape and incest and pedophilia.
Sure.
But Weinstein has done so much and it's like all confirmed.
Speaking of volume shooting.
This is a good debate.
This is the debate
What's
I want.
What's worse?
I want on this the internet forever.
Having sex with desperate actresses that, by the way, speaking of what Ross was saying, I'll take it.
I've heard numerous women say the same thing. If it meant a back massage and getting jacked off on for an Oscar,
I'm sort of joking, but
there was a woman though who was not joking, and she made an anonymous statement to I think it was Variety or somebody like that, or Hollywood Reporter, and she was like, "Dude, if you're an Oscar winner, that is stamped on your grave. It's like a New York Times bestselling author, a fucking Emmy winner, that is stamped on your grave. Yeah, I would have fucked Weinstein for the Oscar.
I mean, we do ask ourselves those hypotheticals all the time, right? Like, would you suck a dick to win an Oscar? Yeah. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Sure.
And then it's all fun and games till that dick
till
is...
the dick's in your face, yeah. Right?
Some guy's lifting up his fupa and...
Yeah, dude.
Fucking
hey,
dick's
Bob,
popping out.
How do you think I would learn to hold the Oscar? I got to hold that dick first, bro.
Yeah.
Got to hold that dick first before the Oscar.
Yeah, so these debates that we're having, both of them... can never be solved because they're coming from different points of view, right? Like, what is more important in a movie, the money and producer or the people that actually like make it, write it, do all the creative stuff? What is worse?
He also used to sit in the
pedophilia
edits.
Or fucking raping a shit ton of women.
Yeah. But he also used to sit in the edits, approve the music choices, all that other shit.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're keep defending. Okay.
No, I'm just talking about careers, right?
No, I know.
Forget about how horrific
the
people are.
But I'm saying we're never going to get to the same spot. The creative people that are like, we fucking made it, are never going to agree with you, and you aren't going to agree with them. Now, if I would love to have that board of the shitty people, right? It would be...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, by the way, with Weinstein, like, you can list off all his, like, dope shit or whatever, but, I mean, we also have, like... Dracula 2000.
Bro, I can go into some Woody Allen fucking... I've seen a lot of his movies.
Reindeer Games.
There was an entire fucking class at NYU that was just Woody Allen movies. Dead serious.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. That doesn't
He's
surprise
me
at all.
He's a New York guy.
He's a New York guy, and like they fucking loved him. And, you know, but for... let's go down his list real quick here.
To be fair, I took a fucking Terrence Malick class, and he only has like... 4 films. So like,
yeah,
I don't know why he deserved a class.
Was Thin Red Line one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like that movie.
I have to. He's only 4.
Yeah.
He's got like 7 films or something. Yeah. And one's Tree of Life. And it's
all right. The last Woody Allen movie.
Tree of Life, dude.
Tree of Life. Yeah. That's right.
That's
yeah.
True.
That was an awful film as well.
It wasn't awful.
Midnight in Paris, I think, was the last Woody Allen movie I liked. That was in 2011. Yeah.
Well, that was very good.
Vicky Cristina Barcelona 2008. That was pretty good. Match Point 2005 was pretty good. Hollywood Ending was pretty good. Melinda was pretty good. All right. Woody Allen's got some fucking hits. Celebrity was good. He did that. I like Celebrity as well.
What was one of the first ones that he made that taught us about grooming? Where he normalized grooming?
Oh, yeah. Well, every movie. literally every movie has an older man and a younger woman in it. One of them
for
was
Woody Allen?
Yeah. One of them was Scarlett Johansson.
No, but was it Manhattan's story?
It's just Manhattan.
Manhattan, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the one with the 16-17-year-old.
Yeah, with
he's got a ton of
Mariel Hemingway.
Mariel Hemingway that was like so in love with him, and he was just like, No.
She was hot. You know.
And she was very young.
No, stop. I don't want
it. Stop. Yeah. You're too young. Okay, fine. You want it. You have agency over your body. No. So, and that kind of made it like, oh, well, she was the Lolita, right?
It's her fault.
Yeah, and it really helped push his private life forward.
New York Stories, Radio Days, Hannah and her sisters, the Purple Rose of Cairo. He's got a bunch of hits. I'm still taking Weinstein, but he's got a bunch of hits. I'm not going to deny that. But this interview is clearly not going to be about him touching his kids or marrying his stepdaughter. You know what I'm saying?
For Baldwin. Yeah, but I mean, Woody Allen, exactly. But Woody Allen has done a bunch of interviews since. And people just kind of let him, you know, tell his story how he wants to.
All right, so let me ask you this then. Depp versus Baldwin. Who do you go?
Of what?
Because you said Depp would creep you out, right?
Depp would creep me out.
If you had to do a movie with Depp or Baldwin, who is it?
Oh, Baldwin.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No shit.
Yeah, he's more of, I hate to say, my type of person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, Baldwin would be, he would be a good time.
Do you or not? I can't tell, Bob.
I do. You talk about it all the time. Bigger guy, older daddy.
Oh, yeah. No, but he's my type, but he's more my type of person. Like he's able to, I bet privately.
He's fun.
He would be able to have a little fucking tongue-in-cheek conversation about his fucking wife. Yeah. I bet you.
100%.
That's the type of person.
Privately,
from what I've seen.
I've never, ever met him, shockingly.
Obviously.
I've pretty much met everybody, I feel like, at this point. Him, I've never met, but everybody said the same thing. They're like, dude, at a dinner party, he's the guy you want at a fucking dinner party.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to ride for Jack Donaghy all day.
Yeah. Like, I feel like someone, whoever's able to do that fucking character for that long, that well.
Uh-huh.
Also, his comedian in Riding in Cars, Getting Coffee or whatever with Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a really kind of hilarious, quick, weird, self-aware person. And so that's why it's always so weird to me that he is ride or die for Ilaria. But look, he is whipped. It is what it is. I get it, bro. She can put her fucking foot behind her head still.
Sure.
So I get it. But I do think privately, and everything I've heard and everything I've kind of seen, I would definitely get along with Alec Baldwin. Sorry. Hate his family.
Well, so at that hate at him. That White House gig, by the way, I said, who is the best that ever came on one of these things? Because you walk around with lobbyists and everything, and they kind of judge you and test you or whatever, right? And they were like, man. Guy was like, hate to say it, Alec Baldwin crushed when he was here. And I was like,
socially,
it's not surprising.
Yeah, if you're going to talk about someone that's socially selfish, I think that he is the opposite. Like, he will make sure he tells stories. He makes sure everybody's having a good time. Yeah.
He can turn it on.
Which is what you should do. Is what you should do.
Yes. So
I just got caught up in it later in life, you know?
Well, you know, a woman will fucking take you down. As little power as we have, continue to have less and less.
Sure.
we can take down a nation if we fucking wanted to.
We were talking about this on Softcore History the other day, like women, you know, they want to like fix men. When a woman dates a shitty guy, like they'll want to fix him and all this stuff. But like really deep down, like they know he's a piece of shit or whatever. But when a guy is dating like an awful chick, he's no idea. Like his friends can know his parents, but the dude himself is just like, no, dude, she's great. I like her.
Yeah. If he's getting regular sex or blowjobs, he will not see what he at all. He'll be like, they're all wrong. They're against us. And then they turn into their own little like pod, right?
Yeah.
Of like them against
John and Yoko.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Ilaria and Alec, they're going to go down as like this. Quint kind of like a Yoko story, like everything kind of really bad in his life started with her. It's been a slippery slope, and then the more kids, it's like the more kids he has, the more like weird stuff he has to take movie wise and then that makes his life complicated, like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, strange story.
It's a strange story. And like
story. He's
clear,
had a crazy life.
He has.
And he did get to murder someone, which I'm kind of jealous of. So, yeah,
sure.
I guess it's Baldwin.
Sure.
Let's be real. There's a weird story that just popped up here. They just said Elmo just got vaccinated, COVID-19. I'm like,
shut up.
Swear to God. And they've got the footage of it, Bob. If you want to just go to Twitter here, it is trending number 2. And they just said Elmo got his COVID-19 vaccine. I was unaware that Elmo has his own goddamn Twitter. And it's verified. So,
well, of course he's verified.
They put a little Band-Aid on his arm and everything. And, you know, it's never too late. And that's what I love.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
3 years later, just go ahead and get that.
Yeah.
What, did they shoot this 2 years ago or something?
Well, no. They have done this before. They also, I mean, there's episodes of, like, Big Bird getting a mumps vaccine in the 70s and
listen,
shit. Like, it's this is not new.
Elmo needed time to do his own research.
Yes. Elmo wanted to wait for all the facts to come out. Yeah. I like how they didn't have him get it. Like, well, you know why he's doing it is because now kids under
five
or whatever.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Didn't they just pass that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting a vaccine under 5 years old or something.
Yeah. And they don't want all the pictures that they are putting out, which is scared children
getting
their fucking.
Dude, the New York The New York Post did that the other day. And I was like, I was just like, oh, so they're reacting to the shot like every other fucking shot they get?
Yeah exactly.
Like it's a
child.
We used to, the original TFM office was above a pediatrician.
Oh, shit.
And it was just the screams of
you
children all day.
You will never hear someone scream louder than a child getting a fucking vaccine. Like, but, and really young, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're killing them.
Yeah.
Here's Elmo, though. That's just the photo.
No, I have the video.
You don't have to play
I don't know that we can play it. The picture's fine.
And I think we get the point,
We'll definitely get flagged by Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah.
Is this Elmo's dad? Does Elmo have a dad?
I don't know. It looks like a drunk uncle. It looks like Artie Lang.
It does look like a,
Looks like Artie Lang, where it's just like, all right, yeah, sure.
Let's no, do it. His nose isn't flat enough.
Yeah, exactly. My God.
Damn, dude. Damn, son.
It does look, wow.
Artie's noses. They fixed it, but.
Did
they? Oh, yeah. 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 Somebody came in and gave a free rhinoplasty and fixed it.
The only thing left at the end of the world is going to be Artie Lang, Ringo Starr, and cockroaches.
And Frank Gore. How did he outlive Norm MacDonald? Which that will forever blow my mind.
That's what I'm saying. I think because he never stopped.
Yeah.
Like, you got to just keep it going. Like, keep it going, yeah.
There is no health. All health advice is a lie.
Yep.
We are living in a lottery.
Yeah. When you quit doing heroin is when you fucking die. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to keep that base level.
Yeah.
So that you don't ever like accidentally do too much and die. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we've got the answers here.
By the way, there's a guy that we made fun of on the show religiously, Kyrie Irving, the flat earther.
Mm-hmm.
The basketball player, the flat
earther.
Turns
out he was right.
Yeah.
Sorry, we apologize. Yeah.
No. There was a debate of whether or not he would give up this $30 million because he's weird and doesn't really care about life or whatever. And I was like, no, he's not going to. You'll find out if he really cares or doesn't care about life when it comes down to $30 million. And last night he went ahead and took that $30 million. So. He can take his weird bullshit down like somewhere else because...
Did you almost say down south?
Yeah, oh, okay. Like down south. Take it on down south, brother. Because right. No one fucking... Like, your weirdness is up now. Like, mm-hmm. the $30 million, you're like, yeah, I'll take the $30 million. Fuck you guys. So
right.
All of his bullshit with the not believing in vaccines and mm-hmm. and all the other shit is now out the window.
Yeah.
$30 million.
He put a
Real
price.
Weirdos don't care.
Yeah.
You know, Dennis Rodman doesn't care. Yeah. He'll go to North Korea. Like, you've got to be a real weirdo forever. But when it comes down to 30, that was the number for him. And he was like, yeah, all right, cool.
Hey, do you want to not be a weirdo anymore? Sure. Usually it doesn't work like that. Yeah.
The one that I love the most was, you were talking about that Don't Break My Soul song by Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy for the Lakers, Russell Westbrook, and they fucking hate him. They just want him off the team and they want to trade him. But his contract, he has the right to exercise a $48 million contract next year.
And he did.
Sure did. And he went on to his Instagram stories and played You Won't Break My Soul before signing the deal. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's something. It's definitely...
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. Nope, but you broke the Lakers with that sign. So see you later, LeBron.
See you later.
That motherfucker can't get out of my face fast enough. I don't want to see it. I don't want to do it.
You sound like me with my kids. Is that where you got it? Jax is like, are you going to tell me to get out of your face again? I'm like, oh my God, I'm such a bitch.
Well, how about when we got the thing back from our 3-year-old for Father's Day? What does Dad always tell you to do?
Go to bed. Yeah, go to bed. You do like to put him to bed a lot. He's cranky. Put him to bed. I'm like, you got to kind of give him food or something.
It's 5:30. You know, that's when kids need to really go down, hunker down for the evening.
Yeah,
it's
around
that 5:30 p.m. range where you're like, all right, sure. It's time for you to go night-nights.
Night-nights.
We'll stick in the basketball theme here. They said that Devin Booker had broken up with Kendall Jenner. Why? Dude,
They're not broken up.
Dumb. Yeah, they allegedly got back together like a few days later, a week later, whatever it was. Yeah. Like, dude, are you fucking retarded?
Eh,
like, she's worth more money.
With the NBA.
She's worth more money than he is.
Yeah, but she dated Ben Simmons. Like, she does.
Yeah, but Ben Simmons sucks. Like, that's not a good one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fair.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's nothing to be jealous over, where you're just like, all right, cool. You know,
mm-hmm.
Be like if you fucking dated Ryan Reynolds, and then I would have to live the rest of my life of like, yeah, he's good looking. He's already sold his liquor company. Fuck you. You know, like I don't want to fucking deal with that shit. So it's Ben Simmons. Like that's fine. Every time I see them, I'm like, that's the last one, right? That's the last one who isn't knocked up.
Yes,
it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the last.
Yeah,
jewel. There, we're mm-hmm. just like, who is it gonna be?
Well, yeah. Rob's single.
I think Brody is.
Is
that the same?
It's Brody Jenner.
Brody Jenner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely single, but is that the same type of like level and money and everything? I don't know.
Mm, Man, it's weird. He doesn't really, like, he'll stay off the grid.
No, he just collects checks. Yeah. He's very smart.
He was on the TFM cruise.
Oh, was he really? Yeah. What the fuck was he doing there?
I don't know. But he was fun. He was cool.
He just chills. I've heard... hangs out in Malibu. Yeah, that's it. Chris used to book him for shit all the time. And I was like, what's his story? And he was like, it's cool. Doesn't really give a shit about anything. Doesn't really have to. Works out all day. Drinks at night. You know?
He's ridiculously good looking.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy.
Yeah. Guys like that, where you're just like, it looks like kind of like JFK Jr., where you're just like, God damn it, man.
Right.
It's too much.
Right.
It's too fucking much. Looking forward to that Marilyn Monroe doc, though. Let's go. That biopic that's coming out.
With De Armas?
Yeah. Come on. She looks identical to her. You know, the whole thing is NC-17.
Yeah, she does look identical. I've just never known her to be
a blonde?
Great actress, but...
People love her. There was a lawsuit from the last movie with Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
Some fans got together. Apparently, she was cut out of the movie too much. And they were like, you build her as a lead. Fuck you. We're going to sue. You misled us in paying for this movie.
Sure. Well, it's sex movie, so...
It's with Ben Affleck.
Deep Water or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's just they didn't get, to crank it enough to Ana de Armas?
Well, if you are turning on that movie...
Yeah, it's...
That's like a swinger movie and it's going to be very sexual. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're probably going to want to see De Armas. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if it was like a, you know, you a see, comedy,
do you
probably
see
not.
Affleck's hog in that?
No, I don't think so.
Mm. Mm. I don't know. It's she's been good in everything I've seen, like with her in it. Knives Out, War Dogs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love her.
Oh.
Yeah, I do too.
By the way, it is Woody Allen's last movie. So he says, yeah, he's going to do one more and that's it.
Hmm.
Yeah. De Armas your type? Yeah. You know what? I don't know what she looks like without playing a character. Pull up a picture of her.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen her before, actually. Yeah.
Jeez.
What other movies? I didn't see. Who is she in War Dogs?
Miles Teller's girlfriend.
She is very hot. Like, we're not.
Is she
we're
attractive?
We are not denying
well,
that
we're gonna
she's
have to see her.
Very hot.
We'll let the audience judge, Jesse. That's not our thing. Okay?
Well.
That's her?
I think there's some things that are just objectively true.
Meh, she's cute. Nothing to fucking kill your neighbor over.
She's like a hybrid, like super cute, but also she can like dress up and get sexy.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing crazy though. Like that's not something.
I think she's like perfect, baby.
Yeah, she's got an accent.
Oh, for you?
She's just like she's just perfect.
Oh, okay, Bob.
All right, Bob. Okay.
Bob
so.
Just chimed in. She's just perfect.
No,
right?
He was
she's
just
fucking
like,
perfect.
End of story. I don't want you guys
yeah,
even talking
like, well,
about
right.
her anymore.
Sorry, Bob. I was unaware.
It's just
right,
one of those,
for
those
her.
Girls where there's like no notes.
Okay.
You know? No notes.
All right.
Huh. Yeah, you guys do like to give notes on this show.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I do love tuning in and hearing you guys just rip pictures apart of really good looking women. It's insane.
It's not us, usually. It's usually Dan. It's usually Holloway.
No, it's you.
It's not me. I'm just saying that's like that's nothing to kill your parents over. Like, she's not, that's not her. That's not the one to kill your family over.
Is that what we're...
She probably looks way better in real life, too, is the thing.
Yeah. This is the type of one, like, there's no fall off. Like, when she wakes up in the... Like, it's like, oh, it's a shitty picture of her leaving Starbucks at, like, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
No fall off.
Still perfect.
Looks the same. No
almost
makeup.
Almost better. Right, Bob? Yeah. She's probably the only woman in the history of time that you would say, I like her without makeup, right?
Yeah.
And it would actually be true.
Yeah.
Whereas it's not true with anyone
her
else.
Her diarrhea smells like strawberry shortcakes.
Yeah.
You're, oh, okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. In
we
Bob's,
don't know.
In Bob's mind, she's perfect, guys. Well, she's perfect.
Yeah, you make the strawberry shortcake with it. Sure. Part of the batter.
Whoa.
Weren't they dating, by the way?
Her and strawberry shortcake.
No.
And Affleck, yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Which is why he went on a fucking bender after they broke up, because, I mean.
Yeah. According to Bob.
Yeah.
That's somebody you can't top.
Well, was it Affleck or her that broke up, though?
I think it was her.
I think it was her.
Whoa.
She's way younger.
I know, I get it.
Yeah, like she, you know, she's got a life to live.
She was like, fuck this, yeah. I'm out, huh?
Ben's like, I already had kids with a good woman, so I'm kind of here to bang down.
Yeah.
Affleck is not a catch. He's an absolutely ridiculous motherfucker that was kind of cool in two movies. So the fact that Ana de Armas, perfect Ana de Armas, like wasn't into
he
Uncle
wasn't
Corny.
Even cool as Batman.
No.
No.
He couldn't make Batman cool.
No. No,
like couldn't. One of the jokes that's being played on me besides sushi and BTS is the fact that Ben Affleck is like awesome still and like good looking and a catch.
It's he's what 50s though, like it's tough, man.
Yeah, what's his best character, the guy from the town?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
100%.
Good Will Hunting.
No. He wasn't good in Good Will Hunting. Again,
same character, really.
Same character, only like more.
Oh, fuck you. I got it. It's Dazed and Confused. Come on, O'Bannon.
Great in Dazed and Confused. That was pre-teeth replacement, though. So you got the tiny, you got Affleck's
tiny
teeth.
Yeah, you got the baby
teeth.
I don't mind the baby teeth. Are like it fit his mouth because he has thin lips. Oof. I know a little too much about Affleck.
Anyways, we can go
on and on. He's right behind me, for Christ's sake.
We can go on and on. Yeah, look at that catch. Look at that guy. We're wondering why.
The man that always fumbles Duncan.
Yeah. We're wondering why this hot ass younger chick wasn't into it. Like, no. No.
I gotta say, I mean, I actually loved him in I can't even remember the movie now. But he's good in a lot of stuff, I feel like. Like he's in terrible movies like Daredevil and shit, but he's good in all the Kevin Smith movies. Oh, Dogma. Armageddon. I fucking love him in Armageddon.
Mm.
Terrible in Shakespeare in Love. No one has ever been more out of place in a film. He's like male Winona Ryder.
I agree. That was terrible. Yeah. That was terrible. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah. It was so weird. The casting of that was just like, all right.
Super bizarre.
Yeah.
But I mean.
Gone Girl. Yeah. Gone Girl is good. I'll give you Gone Girl. I like Gone. I that was a great film. That, you know, the girl in that actually should have won an Oscar that year. I was pissed. I was like, that's dumb. She was so fucking good.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I don't know if it was because of him, but
what was
Town,
the Boston
I will say
movie
the,
he was in?
The Town.
I'm kidding.
But I will say The Town 100% was him. I think he directed it.
The Town was great.
You know what he's actually perfect in? This actually might be his best performance, like overall, is Dogma. He's very good in Dogma.
Okay.
He's
okay. No.
Shit. Mallrats, he was good in.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got some hits, dude. It's after.
His IMDb is thinner than you would think, though. Like, when you actually go through it, you're like, ugh.
Well, Geely fucked him. I mean, that took him out of the game for like 3 or 4 years.
It's not Giggly?
Giggly?
I always called it Giggly.
How old is he? Is he 52? I'm going to go 52. How much? 49. No shit.
He's fine in Argo.
He looks horrible.
Yeah. I Argo was so fucking boring to me. I could have been anywhere. I could have been in detention in sixth grade again, watching that fucking movie. I was just staring at the clock, waiting for it to pop out. I'm one of those people that can't leave. I have to see it all. When's the last movie you've walked out of?
Without a Paddle.
Wow. Ricochet shot Seth Green.
That came off so fast.
Because I don't walk out of movies.
So fast.
But that movie, I don't know, minute 10 or 15, I think. So. And I ended up kind of liking Dax Shepard down the line, but Without a Paddle.
Okay. Without a Paddle, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sorry.
That's really funny.
But anyways, we've got a full docket at the studio today.
We do. We got a ton of shows going on today. We've got the golf show next. Delco will pay for his sins. We need a fucking...
We won $700
You
last
need
week.
A winner.
Get fired
winner.
Up. Get fired up, Delco.
You need a winner, Delco.
We need this fiery...
a winner. Last year, you won seven.
Yeah, that doesn't happen, like, ever.
You've won once this year. One, and it was in January. Like
it was February.
He was Scotty Scheffler last year. This
yeah,
year he's still putting together a good
this
year.
This year it's
still a good year.
It's
a lot
that,
of top tens.
Not that great.
We $700 last week.
Okay.
$700 in the green.
All right. Not that great.
All right. So you have golf next.
We got golf. We got Drinking Bros today. Do we have a guest on today on Drinking Bros today? 2 o'clock. We got somebody. What do we got? A Zoomer? Or are they in studio today? I'm talking about dick and balls. Do you want me to make them to talk about their dick and balls? I will. We'll do that. Yeah. So, I mean, look, we get a full docket at Tetherball Academy Media. And then I think we got the Robert Malone, Dr. Robert Malone episode dropping on Patreon. Subscribe to Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. That is definitely one we can't put up anywhere.
No.
You know who else I got a call about? RFK Jr. And he's like, hey, I'd love to do the show. I'd be like, well, that's going on Patreon, friend, if you want to do the show.
Let's do it. We need more stuff on Patreon.
But I want to ask him about his dad, you know?
Do it.
And what that was like. I got to see it. I shot a movie in the Renaissance Hotel. It was wild.
All right. Save that story for next time.
I will. In the meantime, go to iTunes. Rate the show a 5-star. Leave a quick review. Also, go to Spotify and just leave a 5-star. That's it. Then you're done. You can walk away with your life, dude. Click the 5-star, throw your phone on the ground, and run away. We have to have those goddamn things, by the way. We have to. If I get one more comment from an advertiser about the fucking ratings, just rate the show. If you love us. If you don't, then don't do it, all right? Don't do it. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.